I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. Yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques, and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer, so join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. I'm Samantha Gooden, and wow! I'm so happy to be here with you. Yes, it's another one of those 2 a.m. mornings. I am now heading out to go swimming. It is 5:34 a.m. and I'm absolutely just loving this day. What's happening is the mornings are getting lighter sooner. It is still dark out, but not as dark as it sometimes is, which is good news. And I'm super thrilled, because in building out this part of my business, I've been looking at the most important things for a coach to have or for a successful business to have. And all the successful businesses and coaches, mentors that I've been researching, they all have IP, right? Intellectual property, or they have some kind of signature style or signature formula or something. And over a year ago, after doing my own research and summarizing the most successful campaigns that I'd worked on, I created the Marketing Launch Formula. The Marketing Launch Formula is my 5-step formula that allows you to launch anything. You use those 5 steps, apply them, and you are going to ethically be able to market to anybody, right? Now, when I was creating that, I didn't realize that is one of the core features of having a successful course, program, or business, having IP and intellectual property that you sell to someone. So I've been up thinking about this because it's something that I would like to train on. I would really like to train on the launch your message kind of strategy, or the launch your message sequence, because I realize in the same way with the marketing launch formula that there are some similarities. When you're launching your message, there are some similarities. And one of the coaches that I have been doing work with, I was up reviewing some of the material that he goes through. His name is Avery Ford. Avery's awesome. You should check him out. And Avery was talking about the fact that when you are speaking to a client, you want to sell the problem, you want to sell the pain, so you want to make sure that your clients understand their pain, sell the problem, and also sell the solution. Essentially, if you are the person who understands your client pain well, they will want to give you their money, just in the same way that we go to doctors because we believe that they understand the pain, right? But most importantly, we believe that they can fix the problem. And when you sell the problem to them and you sell the solution at the same time, it causes you to be irresistible to your clients. So I kept thinking about this within the context of launching. I've had 80 entrepreneurs go through my program so far, and I'm about to, get into that next phase. And I said, how do I do this? How can I make sure that I am sharing some really good and juicy information? And I recognized that I'd been doing the work all along, but I had never categorized it quite like that. Sell the pain, and I always talk about pain and the pain of your ideal client, but you want to lean into the pain, you want to lean into the problem, and then you want to launch your solution. And launching the solution is important. So, what is your intellectual property as you are building out your business or your coaching? What is your structure? Now, this is cool because most of the coaches that I am doing work with right now, they don't have any IP. They've been through a ton load of programs, but they've never created anything of their own. But we all have our systems and ways of doing things. One of the coaches I'm working with right now, when we were looking at it, I asked her to break down for me what her self-care regime is, or what happens when you find yourself going through a time of extreme personal pain. And she said, well, I do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And we realized when I mapped it out for her, she recognized, oh my goodness, this is a framework. So I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. There are processes in your business right now. There are things that you are doing as a coach. There are things you are doing in your everyday life which are systematic, meaning you do them over and over, but you probably have unconscious competence, which just means that you are doing it so well and doing it so frequently that you don't realize you're doing it, right? You're unconscious of it, but you're competent at doing it. So we want to bring the unconscious competence to the fore by identifying what that is. So if you are a love coach, right? What things do you do in your life, or what things do you do with your clients all the time that bring them solutions? Walk that through step by step, and then we can name that as a framework. For me, that's how I came up with the marketing launch formula. I thought about, so I have over 15 years of experience in marketing. I started thinking, what are the key features of all of the campaigns, the most successful campaigns that I have run? And the most successful campaigns I have run with solopreneurs who had no money, and I have worked with multinationals who've had over $30 million budgets, and I liked working with both. What are the key features? Feature number one for the marketing launch formula. So I'm going to share IP with you, and hopefully this can jog your memory or get you to a place where you can say, cool. So the marketing launch formula, step one, we want to take a look at the product. Now, what's so weird is that many people don't start at the product. But the reason we want to start at the product is because you probably already have an idea of what you want to sell. Now, understanding your product really means that we need to understand the market that your product is in. We want to understand the history of the product, and we want to understand maybe what your client has been exposed to by way of that product. So, for example, if you are a coach, coaching has been through multiple iterations. 20 or so years ago, coaching wasn't a big thing, but it's now becoming much more popular. And if we look at the journey of coaching, in many respects, coaching is regulated but also unregulated. And the definition for coaching is a pretty loose definition. So from your perspective, you want to make sure that you are defining the kind of coach you are and the kind of thing that you stand for through your powerful, attractive character. Right? So we would go into that in detail through the marketing launch formula and look at the journey of your product, where it is and what messages your client may have been exposed to based on your product. You can go into this in depth and go through, you know, the red ocean, blue ocean, but my goal is always to keep things as simple as possible so that we can get to the solution as quickly as possible. All right. Then step number two in the marketing launch formula is your client. Now, we want to do the ideal client work, connecting with who our ideal person is. And as you start doing that work, you're going to see the connection between your product and your ideal client. This is more than just conceptual work here. You want to know your ideal client and narrow her down to one specific individual. One person is who you want to narrow her down to. Yes. What does she do? What does she feel? What does she think? We want to have a connection with that. But ultimately, your ideal client fits within these three categories. If you draw three circles on a sheet of paper, that's going to be a Venn diagram, right? And in one of the circles, we're going to put, my ideal client is the person I love working with most. Then in the other circle, my ideal client is the person who I can impact the most. And then in the other circle, my ideal client is the person that I can make the most money from or with. right? So, because we're not running charities, we want to be making money. That has to be one of the key factors. One of the other key factors is someone that you love working with. Now, the thing is, you may love working with somebody, but you may not be able to get them the greatest impact. And that's why the other key characteristic of your ideal client is someone that you can impact the most. That's the core of the ideal client work that I do, and then we go into some more of that. Then, what's next? Next is the offer. Now, offer creation is crucial. Going through the offer and understanding is absolutely crucial, because your offer is essentially the way that you increase value without increasing cost. How can you allow your ideal client to feel like they're getting the world, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and give them that feeling of extreme value, like they're getting so much from you? That's where we go into offer creation, and we start looking at three main areas. What is the objection, or what could they possibly have in their minds that makes them feel unsure about your product, which is the vehicle? What would have them feel unsure about themselves? That's their internal message. And what would have them feel unsure about the external things in their life? Such as, let's see, when we're thinking about external, we're thinking about time and money challenges. So we go through all of those, and we go through all of them with the intention to ensure that we cover these parts within our offer, so that the offer is actually creating solutions specifically for these things that your ideal client may come up with. It's such beautiful work, because you realize, say for example, if you feel as if your client is going to feel an objection around time, for example, what you could do is say you're going to give them swipe files, so they don't have to waste time trying to come up with content all by themselves. Instead, they can go ahead and use your swipe files and have more ideas than they ever thought possible in less time than possible, right? Very cool, very easy. It can be done. And you can do the exact same thing yourself in your business. All right, that's offer. We've got two more steps in the marketing launch formula. Step number four is, I have an itch here. Now, I know this may sound gross. I'm actually going to pause telling you about the marketing launch formula to tell you this. So, in the sea at this time of year, there's a thing called sea lice. They're very, very small kind of nematodes. I think that's the right word for them, in the water, that sting you. And depending on the depth of the water that you go into, you may actually go through huge swarms of them. And yesterday I went through a whole pile of sea lice. So my skin is itching me. Oh, and even though I put on creams and stuff, it's still itching. So sorry about that. That was very distracting for me. Okay, so number four in the marketing launch formula is going to be experience. Now, this is something that a lot of people overlook. What kind of experience are you creating for your ideal client? And in experience, we want to use the neurotransmitters, right? Our neuroreceptors, so that we can ethically connect with our client. What neuroreceptors am I talking about? Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. We want to connect with them, and every human being has these. We all want to feel loved and a sense of belonging. We all want to feel a sense of completion, and we all want to have that feeling of frequency and regularity. And you can do that with your campaign and make your clients feel very, 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 very connected to you. And then number five, the most important one, is tribe creation. Creating a group of individuals that feel connected with you through tribe, right? And your tribe is your unique group of people. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're a part of my tribe. If you're a part of my Facebook group, the Launch Academy for Women, you're also a part of the tribe. And that's where a lot of information gets shared, but also it's where we connect with each other and we get into it. So that's my marketing launch formula, in like the 30,000 foot view of the marketing launch formula. And in doing that, when I did it initially, I was like, oh, this is so cool, because I see very clearly how this has worked. And now, you know, based on the work I've been doing this morning and over the last few days, and the fact that I know that I want to bring even more value to my clients, the launch your message formula is going to be crucial for me. I don't think I'm going to call it a formula. It's going to be launch your message sequence. If you're interested in it, I would love to share it with you. And then I'd love to get your feedback. So what I'll do is I'll actually share a link for the marketing launch formula. I have this little bot that trickles out to you every single day, so you can get that. And I'm also going to share with you my launch your message. Yeah, I'll do that. My launch your message, call it sequence. And then it's going to be the launch your message. Just check the show notes. The link is going to be inside of the show notes. And then I would love to get your feedback. You tell me what you think, if you've used it and how it's worked for you. Okie dokie. Thank you so much, guys. I'm thrilled. Get your IP. Create your own IP. Start thinking about your own processes, what you do, how you do it, and how it impacts other people. All right. You take care. Talk to you soon. If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand, but isn't quite sure how to take the next step. Or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. Mm-hmm. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.